I remembered the little break in Shiny's voice when he'd admitted his role in the God's War. Just an instant of instability, a crack in the bedrock of his stoicism. But it went deeper than that, didn't it? His carelessness with his flesh. How had he ended up dead in my muck bin all those months ago? That vicious kiss he'd given me? His even more vicious words afterward, blaming me for all the duplicity of the human race. He was, or had been, the god of order, the living embodiment of stability, peace, and rationality. The man he had become, here in the mortal realm, didn't make sense. Shiny did not feel like Eetempus because Shiny wasn't Eetempus, and no part of my proper Marrow upbringing would let me accept him as such. Madding sighed. Nahadoth wanted to kill him, Ori. A lot of my siblings did, too, after what he'd done. But the three created this universe. If any one of them dies, it all ends. So he was sent here, where he can do the least damage and maybe... He paused, and again I heard that hint of longing in his voice. Hope, not quite stifled. Maybe somehow he can... get better. See the error of his ways. I don't know. He said he was trying to apologize up on the roof. To... I shuddered. We did not forget his name, but we didn't say it either. Not if we could help it. The Night Lord. Madding blinked in surprise. Did he? That's more than I'd ever thought he'd do. He sobered. But I doubt that will do any good. He killed my mother, Ori. Murdered her with poison, mutilated her body. Then spent the next few millennia killing or imprisoning any of us who dared to protest. It takes a little more than an apology to atone for that. I reached up to Madding's face, reading his expression with my fingers. This helped me catch what I had missed. You're still angry about it. His brow furrowed. Of course I am. I loved her. But... He sighed heavily, leaning down to press his forehead against mine. I loved him too, once. I cupped his face in my hands, wishing I knew how to comfort him. This was family business, though, between father and son. It was Shiny's problem to solve if we ever found him. There was one thing I could do, though. I'll stay, I said. He started, pulling back to stare at me. Of course he knew what I meant. After a long moment, he said, Are you sure? I almost laughed. I was shaky inside, not just from leftover panic. No, but I don't think I ever will be. I know what's most important to me. I did laugh then, as I realized that Shiny had helped me decide, with that horrid kiss and the challenge in his words. I did too love Madding, and I wanted to be with him, even though it meant the end of the life I'd worked so hard to build and the end of my independence. Love meant compromise, after all, something I suspected Shiny did not understand. Madding's face was solemn as he nodded, accepting my decision. I liked that he did not smile. I think he knew what the decision cost me. Instead, after a moment, he sighed and glanced at Keter, who had carefully paid more attention to the street than to us for the past few minutes.